This is KCUR 89.3. This week on KCUR's Morning Edition, we've been visiting with people who live and work around Quindaro Boulevard in Kansas City, Kansas. Today, we'll go to what is probably the most integrated institution on the boulevard. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson takes us to a neighborhood church that has served as a quiet anchor for almost a century.
The quietest time on Quindaro Boulevard is the early hours of Sunday morning when there's not much traffic. But then you step into Our Lady and St. Rose Catholic Church on 8th and Quindaro. Next year, the church celebrates 100 years on this spot. A fire nearly destroyed the building in 1950, but the church and the old school next to it stay standing. Both were originally named after St. Rose of Lima. Although the school has been closed for many years, weekly Mass at the church still takes place every Sunday morning. Barbara Bailey oversees the operation of the church as a pastoral associate. She knows the church's history better than just about anybody.
This church is a combination of two, Our Lady of Perpetual Help and St. Rose of Lima. So in 1967, when it was combined, I came with the group.
Bailey came from the nearby Our Lady of Perpetual Help. She recognizes the reputation that the surrounding neighborhoods have developed in recent years regarding crime and poverty, but she knows there's more to the area's history and to the churches.
This was a white church. When my mother and my grandparents came from Alma, Kansas, she was 8. It was all white church. And at that time, they had to sit in the last row if they wanted to attend church.
Bailey has witnessed the church's shift from segregated to multicultural to diverse but predominantly black as the neighborhood around the church has changed.
And the white people that were still attending this church have died. You know, that they didn't leave, they died. They were buried from the church.
There are only about 100 families that still attend, but this majestic brick Quindaro mainstay remains unmoved. That's why even though he lives in Shawnee, Kansas, Charles Jean Baptiste drives past a lot of churches closer to home to attend St. Rose and Our Lady. He's been coming for 15 years.
It's a historical pillar in the community.
Jean Baptiste says that while there are many churches closer to him, this church provides more racial diversity.
I didn't feel fully accepted compared to here.
Therese Bangart, a nun with the church, lived next door to it for 20 years, from 1996 to 2016. Although predominantly a black congregation, Bangart, who is white, says diversity and tradition are among the church's strengths.
It's been what our mission statement says. It's been a faith-filled, diverse family community.
In addition to being very protective of the church, Bangart is very protective of the neighborhood when people try to disparage it.
I lived in this community, and I know the goodness that's here.
Our Lady at St. Rose Catholic Church.
Father Nick Blaha became the church's priest 2 months ago. He's white, and he grew up in Johnson County. Like others, he was aware of the neighborhood's challenges, but he knows one cannot judge an entire community by some of the bad that happens. Although a newcomer, he doesn't take the church's legacy lightly.
And it confers a great sense of responsibility, too, that I have to be a caretaker and a steward and to hopefully leave it better than I found it.
Barbara Bailey also doesn't like how the location of the church gets a bad rap. She says the church is a community cornerstone.
It's a blessing that we're still here, you know, from the things that happen. And things happen at this church. We have break-ins. We have people that steal stuff, you know, but the church has stayed and we're not going anywhere.
As Our Lady in St. Rose celebrates its 100th birthday in 2020, the church aims to continue being a quiet but majestic asset in an ever-changing neighborhood. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
Our series will continue this week on Morning Edition, and all of our stories and photos can be found at kcur.org/Quindaro.